Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the
News,
Civic Media
I'm
app.
Michelle Franzen. Police teams in Cleveland, Texas, using canines to help search for a suspected gunman who fled after a mass shooting at a home. ABC's Courtney Carpenter says police have narrowed their search to a wooded area.
The sheriff says it seems like all 10 people inside that victim's home, they're all family and they're all from Honduras. They range in age from 8 to around 40. As the suspect, they are still looking for him. Authorities haven't released his name or a photo of him to us, but they say they know exactly who they are looking for.
Separate reports looking into last month's bank collapses pointing to mistakes made by federal regulators to step in and prevent the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. That's leading to a review of regulatory rollbacks by the previous administration. Severe storms on the march across the country and residents in the Midwest bracing for possible historic flooding along the Mississippi River due to snowmelt. This is ABC News. It's graduation season, and high school grads are now planning their next move. Some of them are going to college, but a new survey from the Wall Street Journal says Americans' confidence with a college degree is down. With skyrocketing costs and uncertain wages, more than 56% of the country, according to this new data, think a four-year degree is a bad bet when the current economic outlook is looking bad. College counselor Jill Maddenburg says there's still value in the experience for many.
One of the amazing benefits about going to college is to figure all that stuff out. And I think when you look at some of those price tags, it can get overwhelming. You look at that and you think, well, what if I don't get the job that I want and I don't know what I want to do? But that's what college is for.
The City of London, just 1 week away from the coronation of King Charles, Buckingham Palace and the royal family now deep in preparations, all to make sure everything is set up for the big and historic day. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Two American banks collapsed in the past week. As Eric Tegedoff reports, some consumers are considering alternatives like credit unions.
Troy Stang is head of the Go West Credit Union Association, which represents more than 300 credit unions in Oregon and five other states. He says tumult in the financial market historically generates interest in the local structure of credit unions.
Whether it was with the dot-com bust, whether it was with the activities that led up to the Great Recession, consumers at their kitchen tables started having these conversations more intentionally about who is it that we do our financial services with.
Silicon Valley Bank's collapse is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. To get depositors their money, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has stepped in. Stang notes that National Share Insurance Fund, administered by the National Credit Union Administration, is the equivalent regulator for his institutions and is paid for by the credit union system. Stang says credit unions are not-for-profit and member-owned.
We're not accountable to Wall Street investors. We're not accountable to other forces outside of our membership. And so it's a much different model.
Stang says many of the credit unions in his association have spent the last week reassuring customers and noting differences in their institution structure from others. He adds a strong financial system is important for consumers, regardless of which institution they bank with. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl, you cracked me up. You cracked me up. Morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is round one with Earl and Brown.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What's going on, Big G?
Earl, it's let me see. We got a little bit of sun out here today in Detroit. You know, it's a good day, man. It's Monday,
man.
It's a Monday, so we got to go.
See, when I used to be young, and
ooh, that was a long time ago.
And they would say, "Every day is a good day, son." Hey, Gilbert, every day is a good day, son.
That's why they say some of them old folks done bump their head
on
something.
Who is old, man? What's old? That's
you,
relative.
You. You.
Hey, man. Hey, look. What? I still walk 8 miles.
You, Earl, you almost looked the part. Almost.
What you mean almost looked the part?
You ain't there yet. I mean, when you had that Milwaukee Brewers shirt on and the M was stretched around your back.
Come on, man. Anyway, let's get down to some business, man.
Yeah, get off of it. Get you off know, of it.
Because they said we're going to talk about some real life things, too. So I want to begin, man. 5 young players. NFL players. Detroit Lions. 3 or 4 of them was Detroit Lions. And they one of them got second. He was the 12th player pick last year, meaning a lottery pick kind of guy. Star player. Young guy. Got suspended for 6 games for gambling. Man. And the other players suspended for gambling, man. I remember a guy named Pete Rose, long before you. Again, you can't remember Pete.
You
Rose.
Always, Earl. You always know the legends, man.
Yeah,
I know all about Pete Rose.
So Pete Rose was Charlie Hustle, and man, he was the Brett Favre of his era, and a brass kind of cat, man. Who you know, kind of. Talked like Brett Favre and did all those kind of things, a legend, and gambled. And in his career, they did not even allow him in the Hall of Fame. He bet on baseball. your thoughts, man, on this whole open season on gambling, you know, sports betting and all that.
It's a difference, Earl. It's a difference, man. You know, I just clown gamble. I bet you five on this. So I bet you 10 on that. These cats nowadays, I mean, Drake, the rapper, he just won. He bet a million and won crazy on this fight that we just had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you see guys like that that got the money to do that and win the money back, it's contagious. But in the sports world, if they tell you no gambling, period, then it's no gambling, period. Why are you going to be slick? Because I remember back when we were playing, they would have a thing in training camp about gambling. Do not gamble. Do not do this. Do not do that. Now, I put it this way. If, and I'm not saying he didn't, but let's say Brett Favre gambled. And then I'm going to try to gamble what Brett Favre gambled. I ain't Brett Favre. They're going to tell Brett Favre, okay, we found out you're gambling. You 6 months off or six games out. They're going to tell me you're five. You're done. You can't do what the big boys do. That's what happened in Detroit. If one dude, main dude, gamble and you got four or five underlings that ain't smelled the field yet or ain't got a job, they ain't going to deal with you. They're going to deal with that first guy. The rest of you guys are gone because they can get the same dude that you were out there in the streets.
You know.
Because you ain't made the team yet.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on all the gambling in sports today? Do you support it or not? Now, I'll tell you, Gilbert, man. We used to do something called football pools. I don't know if you know what that is. So what?
Yeah, it's playful stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where you would pull a number, and if your square came up, you bet whatever it was, $5, $10, $20, whatever it was, yeah. Square.
Yeah,
and you
got playful. Paid,
what you call it?
It's playful stuff, man. Yeah. It's not, I mean, even if it's gambling, it's for the fans, man.
Yeah,
it's for the people to enjoy. It's for the people to hype up. It ain't for the dudes that's being the subject of the game to do it. I don't say if you want to bet, it shouldn't be too much of a problem if you're betting on outside of your sport. That's what it should be. You can't bet no football stuff, but you can bet against boxing. You can bet against horse racing. But some leagues don't want you to bet at all.
No, and that's what this was, man, because these guys, you know, the NFL has made it very clear that gambling on games won't be tolerated, and five different players found out that out the hard way Friday. The NFL has announced that Stanley Berryhill, the third, Jameson Williams, Quintez Cephas, which is a good player. He played left for the Lions the last couple of years. C.J. Moore and Shaka
Tony
have all been suspended for gambling.
Never heard of
them. Well, if you then all you
nah, must watch, I don't watch Packers, I don't, man.
You yeah, must not yeah, watch never heard of football. If you ever
I
heard
do,
of Quintez Cephas,
significant ones. What's his name?
Quintez Cephas, man.
How you spell that? Cephas.
Now, so although each player is now suspended, the suspensions aren't created equally. Williams and Berryhill have each only been suspended for six games. Six games? That's a lot of games, Gilbert.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, do they not get paid for that?
No, they don't get paid for that. That's six game checks.
Wow. That's about a third of the league of the season. Both players are eligible to participate in all off-season and preseason activities, including preseason games. For those two, their suspensions won't take effect until the day after the final roster cutdown in August, and they'll be eligible to return at some point in mid-October. Now, they weren't betting on football, Gilbert. You know, but Cephas and Moore and Tony have all been suspended for at least 1 year. Those three players have been indefinitely banned, and they can't apply for reinstatement until 2024. Whenever Cephas and Moore end up returning to the NFL, they won't be playing for the Lions. The Lions just flat out released them, Gilbert. So, man, they lost their whole career, man.
Here's the thing, Earl. Here's the thing. So, you know, Earl, I don't ever think I'm going to go and say this on air. Don't ever think I'm cutting you off. I'm just trying to get my point out before,
man,
I forget.
No, man, we cool, man. You and I are cool.
Before I forget it.
No, go ahead.
Before I forget it. But it is also hypocritical, Earl.
Of the league?
The owners get to do what they want to do. They don't set examples, so they get to bet on who they want to bet on. The owners are never policed. You understand what I'm saying? So they do hypocritical things, and then when the guys do it, either suspended, cut, or done with the league. Now, these guys that, here's the thing, that they set an example on these fools, because if we say don't do something and you do it, then this is what's going to happen. Six game suspension, and if you ain't a starter or worth anything on that team, they're going to cut you.
Well, that's just what happened. Exactly.
That's what happened. You said. So now tell me what next dummy going to do it. If you do it, you a brand new fool if you go out and bet anything else.
So as a result of an NFL investigation that came to our attention, this is the Lions, of our players, a few of our players have violated the league's gambling policy, General Manager Brad Holmes said. These players exhibited decision-making that is not consistent with our organization's values and violates league rules. We have made the decision to part ways with Quintez and CJ immediately. We are disappointed by the decision-making demonstrated by Stanley and Jameson, and we'll work with both players to ensure the understanding. Now, those two last two guys I just mentioned, Gilbert, they're young players that they just drafted in the last year or two. So they got value that they want to keep because they're high draft choices. The other two guys, sure, that you said, the other three guys, they let them go flat out.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And like you said, that's based on, you know, the value that they have with them or that they see in them.
I mean, let's put it this way, Earl. If you hire two dudes at a job, and both of them, one guy shows promise, the other guy does not, but they both get in trouble, who you going to keep? You going to keep the dude that shows promise. Yeah. You going to get rid of the other dude because he just wasting time and holding up spot, and he doing stupid stuff when you told him not to.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Dave, I see you. We'll get you on the other side, and the rest of you can join Dave in the conversation. Again, your take on the open betting now that's happening in sports across this nation. What is your take? Joined by the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
They really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now,
and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 49, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 35. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 43. Overcast skies. Low 40s Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation. Upper 40s. Cloudy skies Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
That's what the betting man say.
Get money.
Get money.
Oh, come on, man.
Don't tell me you need a hearing aid, too.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And before we went to break, we were asking the question. Our phone lines are open. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Your thoughts on, you know, gambling in sports. I mean, there's always gambling in sports, but, I mean, they opened it up tremendously. And the reason this conversation is right now on the front burner is because five Detroit Lion players have been suspended for, you know, having been caught betting. What I did find out, Gilbert, is that those two younger guys, they didn't bet on the pro game. They bet on college games. But here's what they did, Gilbert. They bet at the Detroit Lions facility, from their facility. Is that crazy?
I told you, you got brand new
property, huh?
You got brand new fools out there, Earl. Brand new.
And the other three did bet on other NFL games. So that probably done forever, right?
Ooh, yeah. I don't see nobody picking up.
Huh?
Yeah, if they got a year suspension, they're going to really have to kiss some ass to get back on. Really going to have to, Earl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
And then you're sitting there and you tell yourself, was it worth it?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. To bet on NFL games. Let's go to David. Hey, David. Good morning. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I'm going to give you guys a little history on some of this stuff. If you remember, Gilbert, and I don't know if this was ever talked about at camp, but way back when, Paul Hornung was suspended for gambling the entire 1963 season.
That's true.
I mean, he was a great player, but he did that back then. And keep in mind, you know, if you want to go back further in time, you had the White Sox back in 1919 threw the World Series for the Cincinnati Reds, and you had that situation. And then, of course, you had the latest one where people in the NBA said, "Oh, these games are rigged and what have you." Well, the Mafia got a hold of, what's his name, Tim Donaghy, I think was the referee's name. And they did a whole movie on it just recently.
Dave, mm-hmm. I mean, what's your take on gambling? The fact that they've opened up gambling in the sports world is always there, but now to legalize it and sports betting is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing for, like, what Gilbert was saying, where you as an individual are betting on the games, but it's another thing when you have, and you brought up, you know, with Pete Rose earlier, you can't have that because then, I mean, it's one thing. If it's a rule within, you know, be it the NBA, the NFL, or whatever, you got to follow that. And we have to realize that at the end of the day, that's not good for the sport because it does have an impact. And, you know, but as far as people doing, you know, like making little side bets here and there or gambling at the casino, that's their own money. They're doing that whole thing. But it's tricky. I get it, but you can't do that with your own team.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert.
Thanks, Dave.
You know what, Gilbert? All I'm saying is, all these years we did without it, and it was fine. But now it's just that the amount of money that's there to be made. Clearly, man, I watch some of the, even before the fights or even before the basketball games, or even the football games now, they're telling you the betting odds. They show you people on the betting. I mean, come on, man. You put
Earl,
that above the
Earl,
game.
Earl, they bet on if he going to throw the left hand before the right hand first. It don't matter, man. It's a culture of betting.
Yeah, right.
That betting aspect, I don't care if you never said you bet in your life, you bet it before. Period. You may not think you did.
I'm wondering,
but you did.
If it's worth it for the leagues, because now people will always argue about whether or not the bet made a difference I think long range, Gilbert, it hurts the game.
Man, I mean, you can look at it from so many different angles, or it's so many things that people say will hurt the game, would not hurt the game. I mean, so half of the guys want the NFL to legalize the marijuana use, but they don't. So then you're going to legalize gambling? No, it ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, they may be forced to legalize marijuana.
Yeah. Now, they ain't going to be forced to do nothing. The owners rule the world, dog.
They don't rule the world.
They rule their world.
Yeah, right, right. They're part of it. But, you know, I mean, when you work for them, I work for this radio station. They got rules that I know, you know.
But here's the thing, though, Earl. There is rules. Why do you want to buck the rule? I love my job. I love my little space. Why do I want to go mess that up? Because I want to bet on something? Because I want to smoke something?
Listen, man, we can go to break. 844-967-2789.
That's why my beard ain't gray like yours.
Hey, man, that Claro works. 844-967-2789. I know, I used to use it. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen.
Police teams in Cleveland, Texas, using canines to help search for a suspected gunman who fled after a mass shooting at a home. ABC's Courtney Carpenter says police have narrowed their search to a wooded area.
The sheriff says it seems like all 10 people inside that victim's home, they're all family and they're all from Honduras. They range in age from 8 to around 40. As the suspect, they are still looking for him. Authorities haven't released his name or a photo of him to us, but they say they know exactly who they are looking for.
Separate reports looking into last month's bank collapses pointing to mistakes made by federal regulators to step in and prevent the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. That's leading to a review of regulatory rollbacks by the previous administration. Severe storms on the march across the country and residents in the Midwest bracing for possible historic flooding along the Mississippi River due to snowmelt. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A bill allowing advanced practice nurses to work independently is before the state legislature. The Wisconsin Nursing Association says with doctor shortages in some parts of Wisconsin, advanced practice nurses can help provide access to quality health care. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes some restrictions, including requiring advanced practice nurses to work with doctors 2 more years before becoming independent. Concerns over children's use of the new Snapchat My AI chatbot, which can hold a human-like conversation that can't be deleted. My AI uses ChatGPT to respond within seconds, but the information isn't always accurate. Privacy is also a concern because while the chats disappear after 1 day, Snapchat keeps the data. Officials say talk to your kids so they understand how to use it safely. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Once again, make you comfortable, big love for bull, what?
Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, let me, were you still with the Packers when Brett Favre left? Or were you gone before Brett left?
I was gone.
You were gone.
I think Brett left in 07, 08 or something like that.
Yeah, and you left in 05?
04.
The reason I'm asking you is when a guy like that leaves, and in this instance, Aaron Rodgers leaves, and I know we had this conversation a little bit before, but everything is pointing to, as I was reading this article with David Bakhtiari, who clearly was Aaron Rodgers' right-hand boy and his best friend.
That's you got to remember now, an offensive lineman's nature is to always protect his quarterback, always. That's in his DNA. So remember that why you talking.
Yeah, well, I get that. I mean, I know he was the guy who protected his blind side, his left tackle. So yes. From cats like you trying to tear the cat's head off.
Disembody him, dude. That's what we be trying to do. Disembody him.
So that's why they paid Bakhtiari all that money, because all those years he protected Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. And was damn good doing it, too.
Yeah, no question, because when an offensive lineman makes $25 million a year, that's pretty good jack, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he was making. They can't afford to pay him $25 million a year if Aaron Rodgers ain't there, can they?
If you want the same protection,
for love,
you better pay that. You better pay that man. You better pay that man. You just don't find left tackles out there off the street. They got to be exceptional human beings, because we also know that's your blind side, fool. We coming at you.
And he's 32 years old, old Gilbert. Injury prone.
Yeah,
he's been hurt.
Yeah,
and so the Packers are saying they're looking at all of this now, right? I mean, some stuff that they didn't look at before. And some stuff they overlooked before because it was Aaron. Now they're going through everything, right?
Yeah, they find they're going through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, because now that Aaron Rodgers' era is over. It's officially over. And so they're starting all over now. Now, Bakhtiari is still a member of the Green Bay Packers, but he's kind of concerned. I mean, the way he's talking, man, he's talking like, and he's talking about not the players, he's saying, he's talking about management. So when you say they, I thought all of that was all together, Gilbert, the management, the players as the team, you're shaking your head.
It's not all together, Earl. And you got to listen to, as a player, you see this happen to one guy, you can say, oh, that can't happen to me. That ain't going to happen to me. Or in the back of your mind, you know your time is coming. You know in the back of your mind, you might lose a step here, you might lose a step there. It's coming. It's hard for a guy to accept that you are now becoming expendable. From the time you start to the time you end, it's like a car. You buy a brand new car. Soon as you drive it off the lot, it starts to depreciate. That's what a football player does. Soon as you get your butt inside and you get your where you need to be, then you start to depreciate. And for some guys, they can't understand that. You see what I'm saying, Earl? But for Bakhtiari to be talking like this, he's pissed off. Number one, he had to restructure his contract because they thought they was going to keep Aaron Rodgers. Number two, his homeboy is leaving.
Yep.
And he probably, I don't know, maybe want to go with him. Number three, as a player, you got to let all that go, man, because my homeboy can be right here with me in the trenches now and gone tomorrow. But is that going to stop me from being the guy I'm supposed to be? I got to stay with, okay, now Jordan Love is the man. I got to start getting on the Jordan Love train, period.
So Gilbert, let me, because you make me then say that in Bakhtiari's case, the way he's talking, even if he stayed, management gonna look at him through a different way now because of the kind of conversation he's been having, right? I mean,
number one, because he opened his mouth, and number two, because of his play. He's not a guy that's gonna give you lately 16, 17 games, 18
right,
games.
He can't.
You see what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like, man, they shooting over the top, and they be like, man, don't you stick your head out there. You stick your head out there, they're going to pop you.
So they're looking at him as a liability.
You know, Earl, I don't know if they're looking at him a liability or not, but
$25 million a year.
You got to understand something. You are not the guy you used to be. So in order for you to stay on this team, you need to do things in a teamly fashion. Not saying kissing nobody's ass, not saying do this, that, or the other, but you got to get with the program. Aaron Rodgers is gone. And what the Green Bay Packers are probably saying is if anybody don't like it, y'all can go too.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when, you know, Bakhtiari, man, he was probably, when they say Rodgers was the best player, people looked at him as the number two best, second best player on the team.
He was the best offensive lineman they had.
Yeah, no question.
I don't say he was number two behind.
That's because you're a defensive guy.
No, I'm not saying just because defense, just because of the pecking order of where it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, skilled guys always get top billed. Us grunts don't get nothing. So unless we get the best offensive lineman or the best defensive lineman that we got. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. But Bakhtiari is hurt right now.
Yeah,
he's hurt because he had to restructure his contract because they thought they were keeping Aaron Rodgers. And number two is because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, you know,
But his heart ain't changed.
You know, Gilbert, we say he can't stay healthy. Man, they got monsters knocking on the door. Every play that he's out there, right? There's monsters out there. He's trying to hold off the monster. You can do it a lot easier when you're 24, 25 than you can when you're 32, right?
Yeah, but Earl, it's been so many gladiators that went past their time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And held up well. You know, or they might have to change the position. Offensive tackle move to guard. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whatever you gotta do to stay in the game, that's what you gotta do. But don't let your mouth put you out the game.
But you know, Gilbert, it's easier to run your mouth if you're making $25 million a year as opposed to making $1 million a year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I mean he got some backup.
You ain't gonna have no first year guy talking like Bakhtiari. Just like that goes back to the betting thing. You ain't gonna have your first year do all this betting and the top guy did the betting and you the one that's gonna get killed for.
You know, Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, man. They still haven't completed the deal with Aaron. What's going on, man?
Man, it's too many. It's they asking too much for him, man. They're asking too much for him that don't nobody want to do. Ain't nobody, because they uncertain if he going to just play that 1 year and bail on him.
Right.
Or 2 years to bail on him. Me personally, I think if Aaron Rodgers get to the place where he wanted to get to, he probably got about 4 or 5 more years left in him. Probably not at the high level that he's been at. But I mean, Tom Brady has built the mold,
and Tom Brady is talking about coming out of retirement to play for the Miami Dolphins.
He ain't got that girl telling you no you can't now.
Hey, you know what? Part of that is true.
Yeah, I mean he ain't got that girl on his shoulder talking about you can't do this, you can't. He like, man, I'm by myself, now I can do what I want to do.
Yeah. But
then there's no consequence.
But listen, man, Aaron Rodgers, even if he could, I don't see him looking to play that many more years. You know,
Earl, he's a competitor. He's a competitor. You can't just turn it off like that.
So you think it's more the fact that he's a competitor or that money, $50 million a year?
He got enough money, yeah, he got Earl. Plenty of money, right. I mean, State Farm, he playing off the State Farm checks.
Yep.
He playing off the NFL checks. So he got the money. Sometimes it ain't all about the money, man. It's about that game. That game is so hard to leave.
Let me ask you, man, as competitive as you were and are,
mm-hmm.
You still miss it, right?
Earl, I always say this, man. I used to choke people out there on that field. Choke them. I can't choke them no more because I go to jail. The physicality of the game you miss if you a baller.
Right.
You miss punching guys in the mouth, being able to get down there and go against another man and see who the best. I miss that.
You know,
period.
Well, I mean, clearly the intensity.
No amount of money. I miss the fit. If they told me come back and play for a dollar, I would.
You know, man, it's just that game, man. They can talk about all the other sports, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
But that game, that's something you just, it becomes your DNA, right? I mean, you become a part of it.
That, Earl, it's that mind frame that you in. It's kind of like, it's really like how I was in the Roman days, man. You picking up your helmet, just like you picking up your shield. You picking up your sword, just like you putting on your gloves and your shoulder pads. And you going out there in this Coliseum where all these fans are ripping and yelling for you, and you about to go against somebody and try to take their head off. OMG.
You know, Gilbert, and the team aspect of it. And all those working pieces, right? All the men are working pieces coming together kind of like, you know, under one, for one purpose. I mean, you know, boxing is a gladiator sport, but it's just you and one man, right?
Boxing is an individual sport. Football right. you need your friends to help you win this game. It's kind of like a strategy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If everybody ain't on the same page, you're gonna lose. In boxing, you're by yourself. Hockey is people don't realize how physical hockey is. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the physicality of the game that if it's in your DNA that you miss.
You know, man, I really miss playing too, man, even though it was, 51 years ago. And even for those 3 minutes I got to play in my high school senior.
But Earl, that's when you walk around, you put your helmet in your back pocket.
Gotta go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I see you. We'll come to you after the break. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find your balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 49, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 35. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 43, overcast skies. Low 40s Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation. Upper 40s, cloudy skies Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Get on that train, baby.
Right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Let's go to Miss Anonymous from Milwaukee.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, how are you?
Very well.
All right. You have a question or comment?
A comment that you had brought up about the difference of being suspended versus like they're going to be kicked out for a year.
Right.
And my first thought was, I think it was more severe for the two because they were actually in the building using their, I don't know.
Yeah, they were using
computer.
On their property.
Exactly. And it just brought to mind a couple things. First, like if you're a stockbroker, that's considered insider trading. Like if you're doing it like within. Now, they may not have like actually inside information, but just doing it on the facility, I think the punishment fits what they did. Now, the other two, because they were three, can't remember, they were betting on college football. Again, they may not have inside information, but maybe they do. Maybe they know, you know, a coach or a player or somebody. But it also brings back, Gilbert was talking about, you know, like the owners, like they're the ones, and maybe they're almost hypocritical, but I almost think they're not because of the rules that they have set in place. Let's say, like, gambling is legal, but they're saying their rules, no, you can't do this. Also, alcohol, it's legal, but if you're caught with alcohol in your system and you're about to play or get out on the field, of course, you're going to face penalties, punishment, there are going to be consequences to that. And I think a lot of people, and especially nowadays, you have brought up, I'm a compulsive gambler, and I have other compulsive gamblers that are sports bettors, and it's becoming a concern, especially I live in Milwaukee, that Pottawatomie has now made it, they have a sports betting place and facility. But it also, you don't need to actually go to a casino to do that. You can get an app on your phone. And
yeah, So your take on the whole explosion of the gambling part of it?
Oh, it's very concerning. I am not I'm not a sports bettor at all, but in, I'll just say when I go to a program and we have literature and we read it like every meeting and we say you can't bet on an office sport pool. You can't bet for a cup of coffee, matching for a cup of coffee. I mean, everything. It doesn't matter what your particular,
Yeah, so it's the same principles as AAA and all those things. You have to completely separate yourself on a daily basis.
Yes.
But I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
First of all, that was our first female caller.
Yeah, it was.
Second of all, Earl, she said, "Hi, Earl."
Come on, man. Hey, man. What you trying to make happen, man?
You to get hit with that frying pan when you get home.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Let's move on from that. Man, you know, I'll tell you.
Hey, but let me say this, though, Earl. They do make it too easy for you to bet now. It is too easy for you to just make a bet. I mean, do they even check if you're 18? You know, before you start betting? I mean, it's too easy right now, and it's so intriguing to do it. So, I mean, it's a monster that we created.
Yep.
Now you're trying to take the monster away, and the monster's done built up too much.
You know, Gilbert, I remember when you could only gamble in this country, in Las Vegas and New Jersey.
And
it worked fine, and it was good.
Yep.
Now it's
worldwide.
Yep.
Now, worldwide, baby.
And as she stated, she's got an addiction. Many other people have addictions to this, and we shouldn't be doing anything to increase the odds that somebody else is going to get addicted, right?
They think just because they put that little disclaimer on the front. If you got a gambling problem, call such and such. No, man. Come on, man. Come on. You got to do something better than that. Because what they're saying is, please keep on betting. But, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's an addiction. And God bless the people that have it. But we don't need to encourage it or bring more people along.
No, Gilbert, you're 100% correct. It was a better country when you didn't have all those, because nobody ever talks about the suicides.
Oh my God,
that happened,
man.
Gambling.
Yeah, people losing their shirts.
Oh yeah, losing everything, you know. And and so they make it easy and make you somehow believe that you're going to beat the casino. You know,
it's a moneymaker, Earl.
Well, you know, Detroit was a prime example. When they built all those new casinos,
got so many they can't get out the way of themselves.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You drive down a certain highway, and the skyline just shows you casinos.
And Gilbert, in a city and a town where people can barely, you know. It still can barely pick up the garbage, right? That thing is we can't do it with industry, but we'll do it with casinos. We'll drain the money from the people who are left here.
Here's the crazy part about it, Earl. I called my homeboy and said, "Hey man, what's up?" I said, "Man, my mom and daddy running to the casino, so I'm gonna go do this." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's everybody I call. Hey, man, what's up, man? Well, my mom and dad run to the casino. You know, the older folks, you know. But some of them know how, some of them don't. And they lose their retirement. Yeah. Then they back out there working again.
Yeah, it is. It's a ugly thing. It's a legal business, but it's ugly. Right? It really is an ugly business. And all that betting and gambling is not good because it does some major damage to people who can't control it. And it's easy to get hooked, right? Yeah.
Easy, Earl. Beyond easy. It's a sad situation.
Hey, Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man. It goes too fast.
Sure do, man.
We got to work on that.
We got to talk to them and see what they can do.
Yeah. All right, we got to
add more time.
Yeah, we got to go this time, Gilbert. Hey, I'll see you next Monday.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the week, my brother. Digger.
Likewise. We'll be back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Hi. Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and some
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming ABC on the...